we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. Today is going to be a special broadcast, and we're rather than be looking into the Word today, we're going to be looking to God and praying, and so I pray that you will be joining us. And like I tell everybody, if you're driving down the road, please don't close your eyes while we are praying. Because we don't want you to have an accident. And if you're at work, you can be silently agreeing with us in prayer. You don't have to, talking to yourself or anything like that. But, you know, I'm on that note, though, I will say 20 years ago, if you were walking down the sidewalk and you were talking and there was nobody else around you, people would be looking at you and thinking that you had lost something substantially in your mental faculties. They would have thought that you were having an imaginary conversation. And now with Bluetooth technology and wireless phones, cell phones and smartphones and all of the various apps, and you can have Bluetooth capabilities in your car and things like that. Now it is considered to be normal and acceptable behavior that even though no one else can see the person that you are talking to, people understand you are having a conversation with someone. And so I thank the Lord that even though man has now developed this technology, God has been thousands of years ahead of man's technology, because prayer is talking to the God that we cannot see, who knows what we have inside of our heart. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. And now some of the technology that they're working on is they're trying to work on brain waves to be able to interpret what is going on inside of your brain and making that happen without you having to be involved in that. And again, I just tell you, God is much more advanced than we are, because it says that he knows what we have need of before we even ask. He knows what we think. He knows our intentions. God is a good God. And so we are going to be talking to him today. I think that it is a very good thing for prayer. We have prayer meetings most Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. As well as prayer other times. We have prayers opportunities in just about every service. I've got a friend of mine who said his church is they're on a journey from being a church that prays to a praying church. And what he means by that is that they're praying not just on occasion, but they are everything that they're doing is revolving around prayer. So, God said that, his house would be a house of prayer for all nations. And so I think we need to remember the purpose that God intended for things. And so we consider you part of, our congregation. We don't see that the congregation that much, but we, consider those of you who send in Facebook requests and send us encouraging emails and notes of support from time to time, we appreciate you greatly. And so we want you to know that we do appreciate you. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Earlier this week, I made a trip over to Winter Haven. I was going to be working on a property over there that were trying to sell. And I had made contact with the electric company last week to make sure that everything was in place so that when I arrived over there, that the power would be on. I don't mind working. I don't mind working outside. I do try and manage the temperature because I don't want to have a heat stroke. But I don't mind working. But if I'm going to be working inside, whether it's volunteers at church or wherever it might be, I just want them to be comfortable as I can make them. And so I was prepared for the electric to be on. And there was a note from the electric company when I got there explaining to me why they could not get the power on that day. And it was like, oh. And it was a very warm day. And the one thing I was like is, man, this would be going so much better if, we had the air conditioning on. Instead, we had the windows open and didn't have any fans on because there was no electric, but we had a cross breeze and we made that manageable. I say all that to say this: if your air conditioning is not working and you can address that situation, I want you to give Bill Andreich at Creative AC Solutions a phone call, 321-759-3284. They're right here in Central Brevard County, and they can work on just about any one of those needs that you might have, whether it's a window unit, a package unit, a split unit, or a traditional condensing unit, an air handler, whatever you might need. They can get you fixed up and running. So give them a call, 321-759-3284. I also want to take this opportunity to invite you to our Sunday services this week. We are going to be having Sunday morning and Sunday night, and we're looking forward to that. Sunday morning, we have Sunday school at 9:30. We have an adult class. We have kids class. We have a teens class when the teens show up. And sometimes they just need sleep. You know what I'm saying? And then we have our worship service at 10:30. And then again, Sunday night at 6:30. So if you have the opportunity, we would love to have you come and be a part of our services. And we'll be sharing some other announcements. We'll be sending kids to camp. In fact, this week, if you would like to be a part of that, we are doing a food auction to raise money to send our kids to camp. We sent 15 kids to camp, or are sending 15 kids to camp, two different camps. One's just today is their last day. I'll be going and picking them up and bringing them back. And then in 3 weeks, other kids will be going to camp. That's why we don't have kids services on Wednesday nights during the month of July. But it's very expensive. And so we are doing a food auction. And the way that works is Robin, my daughter, who is heading up our youth ministry right now, her and one of our board members, Tommy, they are coordinating this with some of the ladies in the church who, through potluck dinners and things like that, we have discovered some of the dishes that are our people's favorites. And we're going to be auctioning those things off. Sometimes it's things like quinoa salad and curry chicken. And there's a Thai curry chicken dish that is going to be coming up. And I don't know the full menu, but our kids are preparing some things as well. All those things are going to be auctioned off. And then the following week, the 16th of July, those items are going to be brought in, and that way people won't have to cook dinner that day. They'll have the food right there. And the benefit is kids will be going to camp where they're going to be falling more in love with Jesus. They're going to have an encounter with other young people who are believers. They're going to have wonderful times around the altar. They're going to have a blast, and they're going to come home with a zeal for the Lord like they've never had before. And so that's what we're expecting. That's what we like to invest in young people to keep them on the path of righteousness for the sake of Jesus' name, rather than on the path of wickedness, which leads to destruction and deprives them of their inheritance. So those are some of the things coming up, and we need to get to praying. And so I just want to take you to Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer here for us, and then we are going to begin to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. And Lord, I pray that forgiveness that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, would be something that we would bestow upon others right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for debt cancellation. I pray for liberty. God, instead of being ruled by our bitterness or by our hurt or by our pain, God, instead of allowing ourselves to be imprisoned by a lack of ability to forgive others, God, I pray right now that you would forgive them for the things that they do not know what they are doing. Father, that's what Jesus prayed upon the cross. That's what Stephen prayed as he was being martyred. God, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So, Lord, right now, we cancel hurtful words. We cancel those times where we have been insulted or we've been forgotten or we've been neglected. We forgive those who have taken advantage of us. We forgive those who've persecuted us or mocked the Christ that we serve. God, we pray right now that you would forgive them. Lord, we just declare right now that it is your will that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. And Lord, I know this, you have forgiven me of many more offenses than what others have committed against me. And so I just thank you. I thank you for my forgiveness. I thank you for the forgiveness of my sins. And God, you said that heaven rejoices when sinners repent. When even one sinner repents, there is a celebration that goes on. And so, Lord, right now, in the name of the Lord, I just pray that we would be able to rejoice as the Holy Spirit moves upon people's lives and they no longer are agents of insulting, that they're no longer speaking evil about things that they do not understand. God, I just rejoice right now in a change of heart from people who have been in bondage to substance abuse, but Lord, now they are set free. God, I rejoice with those who have maybe taken things that did not belong to them. God, I rejoice that you are changing their heart and you are making them productive members of the body of Christ. God, we strike up the band right now to celebrate the forgiveness, not just on our behalf, but on behalf of those that we have interacted with. God, we just want to thank you that we can have a relationship with you as a perfect and holy Heavenly Father. God, not one who is subject to the flaws of the carnal nature like I may be as a father or others may be. God, I pray for my kids. I pray that they would be better parents than my wife and I were. God, we're not saying that we were horrible, but God, I pray that you would make them even better. I pray, Lord, for the parents in our church, God, that you would equip them so that they adequately represent what a Heavenly Father would operate by. Lord, one who operates in an interest of holiness. God, you want us to be holy. And so, Lord, we want to thank you. I want to thank you today, God, that you're not a mean old man that's just waiting to knock us out of the park, out of fellowship with you if we happen to blow it. But God, instead, you are a heavenly Father that looks for ways to reconcile broken relationships. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that you are a Father that disciplines us because you love us, God. It's not because you hate us. Lord, the reason that the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin is not because he hates us, but because he loves us. And I want to thank you right now. I want to thank you for the times that you speak correction into my life. I want to thank you for the times where you refine me, purify me, and make me holy, God. I thank you for the work in progress that you are looking for the reflection of Jesus in my life. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for divine perspective, that you are in heaven. Yes, you live in my heart, but God, you are not bound by the limits of our society and our understanding here. But Lord, you have an eternal perspective. You are not subject to a two-dimensional perspective, but Lord, you have three dimensions and even four dimensions of perspective. You see things from altitude that we are unaware of, God, and you see things from an eternal timeline where we tend to be short-sighted. I want to thank you that you are a loving heavenly Father and that you sit upon the throne. You are the sovereign among all sovereigns. You are King of all kings and Lord of all lords. I want to thank you that the one who sits upon the throne is my Father. And you love us, and you have a care for us. Lord, I just pray right now that your name would be exalted, not just when we come together and worship corporately, God, but your name would be exalted. Your name would be hallowed as we are living for you in this week. God, I pray that we would be able to trust you, even in difficult circumstances, that your name would be hallowed, that we would be able to trust you even in the midst of challenges and difficulties. And Lord, that we would not just trust you when we're in private, but we would be able to trust you publicly as well, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that your kingdom would come. Jesus prayed that or said to those around him, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? God, I pray that your kingdom, your sovereignty, your omnipotence, your almighty God, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, may your kingdom come and your will be done in Brevard County, just as it is in heaven, where you sit upon the throne and you issue a decree and angels go forth and do your bidding. And Lord, your word never misses its mark. Your kingdom is never fruitless. Your kingdom will be built and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God, I pray that in Merritt Assembly of God, I pray that in the lives of those who are listening to this program right now, Lord, that your kingdom would be built. God, I pray that your kingdom would be built in our marriages, O God, that your kingdom would be built in the hearts and the lives of men who are listening to this program, of women who are listening to this program. God, I pray that just as you want to raise up disciples, Lord, that we would have the heart to see our kids and our grandchildren raised up as disciples, powerful men and women of God, Lord, that know that you are the King and you will reign in your kingdom. God, we expect to see your kingdom flourish here in Brevard County. We thank you and we praise you. God, we pray that your provision would come forth on a daily basis. I want to thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are always, always faithful. Right now, Lord, I know of several people who are in need of a daily provision of a job. God, and I want to thank you. The economy seems to be picking up steam and I see more help wanted signs that are, God, I just don't pray for a job, but I pray for a God-given job, one in which their skill sets are going to thrive and they're going to flourish. God, I know that there are people right now who are in need of direction for housing, God. I pray that you would meet that need in their life in Jesus' name. God, it's a daily provision. And I pray that today that provision would be seen. God, I know that right now there are a number of people who are in need of healing. God, some in need of healing from cancer, whether it's brain cancer or breast cancer or lung cancer, whether it's melanoma or another type of cancer. Lord, I don't care if it is in remission. I don't care if it's passive. I don't care if it's aggressive. God, I just pray that your provision of healing would come today. Lord, I pray for a daily provision of salvation. Lord, in the book of Acts, you said that the church added daily such as should be saved. And so, Lord, I pray today that there would be a daily provision of conviction of the Holy Spirit. God, of the Holy Spirit working in people's hearts and lives. God, your people are going to need a daily provision of the Word of God. They are going to need a daily provision of holy boldness to be able to speak. God, they're going to need the unconditional love of God so that when the opportunity is there, that we will be moved with compassion. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that everything that we need will be provided today. You've already said that you provide for us everything that pertains to life and godliness. I want to thank you, God, that you are faithful in your provision. God, we do pray that when we have missed the mark, that you would forgive us. God, when we've missed opportunities, would you teach us so that we do not miss those opportunities again? God, I pray that we would go forth as a forgiven people, and Lord, that we would go forth appreciating the forgiveness that we have received and practicing that forgiving nature that you possess. God, may it become a manifest reality in our life. God, I right now there are people who are in need of wisdom, and I pray, God, that you would provide that wisdom for them. Lord, I know of young men right now who are needing healing. God, it's a very disconcerting thing when you're young and your body begins to show signs of its own mortality, God. I pray today, Lord, for a supernatural miracle to take place in young people's lives. God, I pray for those who are faithfully attending and serving. God, I pray that you would provide for them the giftings of the Holy Spirit that they need. God, I pray that you would instill the Word of God into their heart and into their lives. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that you would cause them to become grounded in their faith, mature in their faith, and Lord, that they would see great provision come forth from you. Lord, we've been talking on this program about leadership and being led by the Spirit. Lord, I pray today that you would lead us. God, you will not lead us into temptation. You will lead us to triumphal procession. You will lead us to victory. And God, during your leading, when we don't understand, I pray, God, that you would cause our faith and our trust in you to arise to a whole new level. God, we pray for leadership. Lord, lead us not just spiritually, but lead us in our relationships. Lead us in our finances. Lead us in the use of our time, God. Lead us in every area of our life. But Lord, we pray that most of all that you would lead us for your namesake, not so that people would look to us, but that people would look to you and say, there is a leader that I can follow. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would be that leader. I pray today for deliverance in Jesus' name. Lord, there is no denying that there is evil in this world. But God, I celebrate the fact that you came to destroy the devil. I come to celebrate today that you came to destroy every evil work that he has planned. God, I pray that strongholds would come tumbling down in an instant. God, I pray that chronic sickness and disease would lose their grip on people's bodies. I pray that substance abuse would be broken in Jesus' name. I pray, God, for destructive lifestyles. Lord, that those things would lose their ability to influence, and God, that you would cause people's eyes to be opened so that they can see that there is a better way, that you are a better way, and you have a better way. God, I pray that you would not only deliver from the problems, but you would deliver to the promises, that you would deliver to a whole new quality of life. God, I want to thank you that you are faithful to deliver from the evil one, and you are able to deliver us to the destiny and the purpose that you have for us. God, I want to thank you that you are going to present us, and you're going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my rest." We celebrate, O God, that you are good. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever. God, I pray today that as we go about, Lord, that it would not be about making a name for ourselves. It would be about glorifying the name of Jesus. Lord, that it would not be about enhancing our power or enhancing our influence, but it would be about seeing your authority and your ability demonstrated. God, I pray for signs and wonders to accompany believers throughout this community. And Lord, that you would be glorified. Lord, the world tends to glorify all of the wrong things. But today, we want you to be glorified in Brevard County. We thank you. We praise you, and we celebrate your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And Lord, right now, we say amen. So be it. So be it. May your will be done in this county. God, I pray that churches, Bible preaching churches throughout this community would see your kingdom growing. Lord, that it would not just be shifting saints, but it would be sinners being brought into a reconciled relationship with Jesus Christ, forgiven, and their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, we say amen to you and your kingdom. Lord, bless those who are listening today. Give them a great weekend in Jesus' name. God bless you. You have a marvelous weekend. We'll either see you Sunday or we'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."